just doing Radha Damodar's puja, and some others have the morning off. I have a GBC BBT meeting, which is sort of an interface meeting between BBT and the GBC. It's a very good, important, because BBT, aside from Bhaktivedanta Institute, is the only other separate institution that Srila Prabhupada incorporated, and in one sense it's separate from ISKCON. Although interestingly, Srila Prabhupada gave the GBC authority to actually supervise workings of BBT. So anyway, we're increasing our lines of communication because our common goal is obviously distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, and better the communication, the more effectively we can address whatever problems are there, and also share successes and experiences elsewhere. And then in the afternoon, I'm going to make presentation on what is ISKCON and what's a member. That's similar, almost identical to what they did earlier at our European leaders meeting. I added a few, I had a lot actually to add, since I've done a bit of thinking and meditation on it since, but I'm just so busy with this book that I really didn't put it into so much into writing. But it will be somewhat different. And then following my presentation at 4, Radha Krishna Prabhu, along with Radha Radya's help, together, they're making a presentation on sustainability. I started this morning with reviewing my presentation to Taraknath Prabhu, who's highly impressed. And then afterwards, Radha Krishna was here, and we went over their presentation, and I tried to anglicize some of their Hungarian English, and that'll be very, very effective. Last year he made a presentation on how sustainability works in New Brajadam. This is not just this is not a presentation again about Hungary, but rather we have now an academy. We have an institute, a sustainability institute at the farm. This year there'll be, I forget how many you said, there'll be 20 Bachelor of Science students staying for 2 months at a time learning practical sustainability. They learn the theory at the university, but we have contracts with universities and they're there actually studying it, how it actually works, which includes going to the morning program and so on, so that they learn the social aspect of sustainability, which really holds the whole thing together. Otherwise, the economic and the environmental are sort of easy. But it's the social fiber that keeps it together. Anyway, and this is really, really, really good. I think GBC will be highly impressed. One, by the fact young, articulate, I can't even say the next generation, almost a generation after the next generation devotees. And also that we want to provide, because we're not just providing an institute to show outsiders what's going on, but to show that, you know, Krishna Valley isn't something new and special. It's just what Srila Prabhupada envisaged. It should be, we should have Krishna Valleys all over the ISKCON world. And our Sustainability Institute is open for that. We're offering for devotees to come there and learn as much as we know and share what we know. And we will also go elsewhere. Radha Krishna Prabhu is going to travel elsewhere in order to let others benefit from our experiences and our knowledge. And I think that that will really be appreciated by the body. Basically, this presentation shows that sort of Radharaja's part, which is very nice, shows how generally the concept people have of living the farm, self-sufficient farm lifestyle that Srila Prabhupada gave us as being something really, really austere and something that they can't do. So he shows that according to using measure, a similar measure to the way people evaluate GDP, that the living standard of a devotee living according to Srila Prabhupada's formula is about 50% higher than that of the local host community in which they live. So in Hungary, the average Hungarian wage is $15,000 a year, and devotees' benefits, everything sort of calculated, comes out to $22,000 a year. And same would be anywhere else, whether you're in the EU or America. In other words, the economic state that if you live by Prabhupada's formula, you live 50% better than your neighbors next door. And their presentation to the GGC is that it's that what Prabhupada gave us wasn't theory, but it's reality. And if we, and it's our duty to realize that, to do it. We need to have faith in it, and we need to do it. So I think that will be a very powerful thing coming, not from myself, but coming from other devotees there who could be the grandchildren of the GBC members sitting at the table. Anyway, we'll record it and put it on tomorrow, and you can hear it, and we'll see how the grandfathers react. Hare Krishna.